This is Long-Term Care Connections for May 14, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. You're invited to a special WACA webinar to learn about changes to our Group Retro program. On May 29, WACA and EarnWest will hold a members-only webinar to go over some significant upcoming changes for the Group Retrospective Rating program. These changes will go into effect July 1st, and are intended to restore healthy refunds being distributed to participants. Owners, financial staff, risk management staff, and senior operations staff from assisted living and skilled nursing provider members are encouraged to participate. Find the link to RSVP on the WACA events calendar. WACA is seeking long-term care leaders to join our core of volunteer advisory consultants. WACA deeply values the diverse and extensive expertise of our provider members. We are seeking dedicated volunteer professionals to serve a 2-year term as volunteer advisory consultants, a unique opportunity to lead and contribute your knowledge and insight. Volunteer advisory consultants will serve as an executive-level resource, participating in key activities that align with their areas of expertise and interest. If you are interested, please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more information and to apply today. Adult education and nurse delegation training can be taught by facility trainers effective June 13. Assisted living facilities can apply to get facility trainers approved to teach the 3-hour adult education course, the 9-hour core nurse delegation class, and the 3-hour focus on diabetes delegation class. The delegation classes must still be taught by registered nurses. WACA worked closely with the DSHS training unit to transition these classes from solely taught by community trainers, and thank the department for their prompt action to make these classes more readily available. Please contact Vicki McNeely if you have any questions. Assisted living providers must sign and return DSHS resident care assessment summaries upon receipt. Home and community services must ensure all person-centered service plans be finalized and agreed to, in writing, by the resident and all providers responsible for implementing the service plan. This means the resident, and a representative from the assisted living, must sign the resident's DSHS care assessment summary and return it to the case manager. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online to learn more. DSHS has issued a new Dear Provider letter related to proposed amendments to WAC. The Department of Social and Health Services has fled a CR-102 to add new language to WAC 388-78A, reflecting changes from Substitute House Bill 1218, which was signed into law during the 2021 legislative session. Find a link to read the letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. Senator Maria Cantwell released a long-term care snapshot featuring a WACA survey. Senator Cantwell's snapshot report on the disastrous impact of federal Medicaid cuts on Washington seniors. The report featured WACA's 2025 SNF Medicaid survey, detailing the impacts of a 5% Medicaid cut. The results are startling. Over 98% of respondents noted that cuts of 5% would require providers to cut staff or services and force reductions in admissions to skilled nursing facility care. Nearly 65% reported they'd have to consider closure. View the snapshot, as well as a roundup of other recent news stories featuring WACA members, on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Please note, there will be no LTC Connections next week, as we will be in Tacoma for the WACA annual convention. We hope to see you there as we celebrate 40 years of serving Washington's long-term care community. In today's grassroots update, fuel your advocacy at convention. Whether it's signing up for a legislative facility tour or learning how to change policy through storytelling at grassroots boot camp, or bowling with your friends and colleagues in support of the WACA PAC, long-term care advocates will find much to do at next week's annual convention. There are still a few spots left for individual bowlers, so if you want to take part in the Bowlerama as a competitor, sign up today on WACA.org. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. It's the final days to register for the WACA Annual Convention, May 19 to 21 in Tacoma. Join us as we celebrate our 40th anniversary and illuminate the journey to a more fulfilling career in long-term care through expert presenters, engaging opportunities to connect with your peers, and community-building activities. Visit waka.org for more information. Our partners at Argentum invite you to join a free webinar on May 15th for the monthly Women in Leadership Speaker Series. This webinar series is open to Argentum members and non-members and showcases female industry leaders who share the lessons they have learned while growing in their careers. The next INSPAC SNIF webinar, Mastering Workforce Challenges of Recruitment, Retention, and Engagement, is coming up on May 15th. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring monthly webinars featuring esteemed healthcare leaders and experts to help SNFs elevate the quality of care and ensure compliance. On June 5th, you're invited to join WACA for Death with Dignity, What Your Facility Needs to Know, a webinar covering the laws surrounding residents' rights when it comes to their death, specifically the Protecting Access to Medical Aid in Dying Act. This informative webinar will be presented by our partners at Ballard Spahr Lane Powell. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.